William Bass from the Bryan Fire Marshal's office here, planning to spend all the time reviewing a fire call from a couple days ago at the Crestview Retirement Center and how well sprinklers work and the benefit of having sprinklers. But first, as we're visiting this afternoon, off goes the firefighters and I presume others to another call of a child locked inside a car.
Right. There was a child locked in a car for a few minutes in front of a daycare center, and one of my engines responded. They got the child out very quickly after they arrived on scene. I'm assuming that the child was not injured in any way by this, but the amazing thing is that we lose children every year to something as tragic as simply locking them in the car when it's just way too hot outside and they shouldn't be left alone. Because someone just isn't willing to take the time to take them inside with them or make better arrangements.
Well, let's go back to the call from a couple nights ago over at Crestview Retirement Center. This is an incident where the sprinklers worked, and yes, there was damage, but it could have been a whole lot worse.
It really could have. About 6:30 p.m., at 2501 East Villa Maria on the third floor of Crestview Terrace, a fire broke out in a kitchen, and the sprinkler head in the kitchen activated and put the fire out. The resident had a fry pan on the stove in which he was attempting to cook a hamburger patty, make a little dinner for himself, had stepped away to the bathroom for just a moment, and when he came back out, this was already going on. Which only reminds me that unattendance of a cooking fire is the leading cause of having an out-of-control cooking fire. So that's one of those things that we stress all the time is to always be there, always have somebody there, or turn it off and turn it back on when you come back to it.
This was on the third floor of a 3-4 structure.
That's right. And we had no fire damage except for some peeling of paint in the kitchen and the damage to his fry pan. The smoke damage, any smoke damage, was just inside his kitchen. And the water damage only extended straight down from his room of origin and the room next to it straight down to the ones below, because the water naturally drains down through the walls and so on and so forth. A lot of it's not really permanent damage. The maintenance crews got in the next day, checked out electrical light fixtures and such that are below that, where water could drain down through them and possibly cause electrical problems. Cleaned up everything, soaked up the water, vacuumed it all up, got everybody back in. I believe he was going to be out for like 2 days while they replaced some sheetrock in his kitchen.
So from a monetary standpoint, how bad could it have been if it weren't for the sprinklers?
Well, according to NFPA, National Fire Protection Association, statistics that they collect nationwide over many years, the average loss in a fire in an unsprinklered building will be 10 times your loss of property in a sprinklered building. So, for example, 4,000 versus 40,000. The water damage is never anywhere close to what the fire damage is going to be and the smoke damage that goes with it. In about 90% of all fires in sprinklered buildings, they will be confined to the room of origin, if not the unit of origin, and will not extend out past that. So all the damage, all the significant damage, is going to be in that one little space and not down the hall and through other rooms and so on.
And there could be some personal property loss from the water damage, but again, not near what it could be when you have things destroyed by fire.
That's right. And you always have to think about the smoke that goes with the fire. There are objects that you never get that smell out. You never get that smoke off of them again. Some of them you can't even clean. Fire damage damages things that you can't replace, and mostly just extends so much further than the water damage, which is going to be held into that area.
All right, very good. Again, an update from William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Marshal's office. As always, the reminders about the outdoor cooking, the fire lane parking. This is the time of year we're hoping to prevent some bad things from happening.
Absolutely.
All righty. We will get another update in a couple of weeks here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.